Hey, what is up, podcast? And welcome to this episode where I love to share some of my ideas when it comes to affiliate marketing. Today, I'd like to talk about why do I think that affiliate marketing is number one online business model to start with in 2018. So yeah, now before we get started, I'm still offering those 1 hour free Skype call conversations for affiliate marketing beginners. So if you want to go for 1 hour call with me, it's totally for free. I just love to help beginners. Just DM me on social media, or you'll find me everywhere under Matt Pro AFF double T on Instagram or Twitter. And yeah, that's gonna be it. If you're interested, just DM me and we're gonna set up a time and I'll teach you how I created my website, how I implemented affiliate marketing, and how I started to make sales with that. So let's get right into the episode right now. All right, so why do I think affiliate marketing is the number one business model to start with? Well, the biggest advantage of this marketing model is that you don't need huge investments to start with. Let's say you want to start e-commerce store, whether it's going to be dropshipping or something like that, or you want to start like Amazon FBA, you always need like $2,000 to start with because of there is much more responsibility when it comes to those business models, because obviously you need to make investments happen before you start selling those things. And we obviously just need some expenses in order to get your items, and then you start selling them. Of course, there are things like Jungle Scout, there are just more and more investments when you want to start selling your own products. And the advantage in affiliate marketing with this is you just don't need your product to start with. If you want to start a YouTube channel and want to sell product, you don't need product. If you want to start a website and promote products, you don't need any products to own physically. You just need to join an affiliate network, for example, like Amazon Associates, and then talk about the product, focus on the results of the people, and along the process, sell them the products of other people. And you can literally choose from any product that is out there. For example, Amazon is literally giving you the opportunity of promoting whatever products you find on Amazon, and there are like millions of products. So that's pretty easy to start with that when it comes to products. You don't need yours. And yeah, and the second thing is going to be the responsibility. When you want to start e-commerce store, you got to be contact, you want to stay in touch, you want to contact those wholesalers, you want to communicate with them. There is just so much responsibility. When you want to make like a off order for like a 500 items that goes for every like a $10 or something, that's just a huge responsibility for you. And that's just something I absolutely love those models, like Amazon FBA. That's definitely something that I want to start with in some period of time as well. But as I said, there is just more responsibility. It's not just something that if it's gonna fail, you're not going to lose something. In affiliate marketing, when you create a website and it's going to fail, you'll find out that you're not able to get your audience in this specific niche. I don't really think this happens a lot of the times. But if that's going to happen, you just lost, at max, like $70 for a website. And you got some skills, some experience, and now you're able to scale up your business and grow from the beginnings. But when this happens in Amazon FBA, if you do an order for $5,000 and then you find out that it's too competitive and you're not able to sell those items, you lost like a 5K, and that kind of sucks, right? I'm not saying those business models are bad or they doesn't work, not at all, man. Like, those are awesome opportunities for everybody. But as I said, I think affiliate marketing is just for those people that are getting to digital marketing space, the best business model to start with. So yeah, that's going to be all. All for this episode. I hope you kind of, understand me a little bit more. And I hope this got you, I hope this brought you some value. And hopefully this kind of, opened your mind and helped you out. So let me know on social media what you thought about this episode. And sorry about that. Yeah, I'll see you at the next one. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.